I think living in an RV is a good alternative to having a house because home is where you make it. My name is Michelle, and we are living in our 43-foot RV. It's my husband, myself, 4 children, 2 dogs, and a cat. We've moved into our RV because housing is expensive, and space-wise, yeah, it's less space, but it has all the same stuff you have in a house. And with jobs moving because of housing and how expensive it can be, RV's great because you can get up and go within moment's notice. We actually found this RV at a RV show. And we had been walking all day through RV shows, and I was exhausted. And my husband was like, come on, just this one more. And he had no clue what the inside looked like. And we walked in, and I told him, this is the RV. Make it work. I don't know how you're going to do it, but make it work. This is the one. So right now, the RV is a little bit messy, but please come on inside and take a look. So here inside is the living room with the girls' beds and the big TV and fireplace. And then you have the kitchen with the dark wood laminate floors and carpet. The island with the double sink. In the kitchen is also the washer and dryer hookups. Across from the kitchen is the dinette. And then up the stairs in the back is the bathroom and the bedroom. So my favorite feature in this RV is that it has a built-in vacuum. And you can sweep the main floor into the stair. It turns on. Since we bought it at a show, we got a pretty good deal on it. We paid $75 plus tax and license, but that was with the deal. I think they go for like $125. We are definitely getting a lot more in feature-wise in this than we would in a house, for sure. In our house, we had 3 bathrooms, and we have gone down to 1 bathroom. And we make it work. Sometimes you get the hand under the door like, hey, I gotta go potty, Mom. Get off the toilet.
Does anyone want a piece of cake?
Shh, stop. Physically, it doesn't get crowded. But sometimes emotionally it can get crowded and we are on each other's every last nerve. I have kicked them out. However, I also tell them, okay, you guys stay inside and I come outside. So it works both ways. We've been in the RV for 6 months. Our next transition will probably be up to a year. So we could be in this for a year. It is cheaper to live at Park Delta Bay and pay for the monthly rent of the site versus living in a house. By far, we pay, on average, $1,000 to $1,500 less a month for all expenses. At this time, we do not have a mortgage. It's fantastic.